Well, my name is Israel A. Aprons.
And would you tell us where you live?
I live at 2538 Pittsburgh Boulevard.
Would you want
Pittsburgh
to tell...
Pittsburgh 17.
What European country did you come from?
Came from Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Part of Russia.
And how old were you when you came to this country?
I was about between 17 and 18.
You were 17 and or 18. And what was the date of your citizenship?
Oh, well, that I took out.
You don't recall that.
1914.
About 1914. So now we'll go back to the main questions that have been given to us. And would you tell us the date of your birth?
August 24th, 1883.
And that makes you now how old?
36.
36. Okay.
I'll be 36 in August.
Very good. And then what year did you come to the, you came to the United States, you told us in
1900.
And how old were you at that time?
I was either 17 or 18.
That's what you told us that already. Would you want to tell us a little bit about Europe, where you came from? You said that you came from Lithuania. Was that in a town or a village or a farm?
No, it was a small city, but I lived most of my time in Vilna.
Uh-huh.
See, I studied in Asia, but I lived most of the time in Vilna.
And was Vilna, what was the population of Vilna? How
Vilna was between, well, there were 60,000 Jews in Vilna.
60,000 Jews, quite a population. And this is, were you born there?
No, I was born in a small city by the name Aishishak. You want to spell it?
Yes.
A-I-S-H-I-S-H. O-C-K.
So you were born in Aishishak.
Uh-huh.
And how did you attend the elementary school there?
There were no elementary schools.
There were no elementary schools, so...
There were chedorim.
Chedorim.
You know what that means?
No.
The Hebrew teachers.
The Hebrew teachers. In other words, there you sat with a Hebrew teacher in a room with other children?
Yeah, we started at the age of four.
Uh-huh.
And we were at 7 in the morning,
uh-huh.
And we stayed there until 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening.
All that time?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't just study for those many hours. You must have had some playing.
Yes, well, in between they were playing in the yard and
uh-huh.
chasing around and so on.
Were there very many other children who were studying with you?
Well,
with
usually a teacher had about, I mean, a...
Uh-huh.
They were beginning teachers, I mean those who were teaching beginners.
Uh-huh.
Then there were more advanced classes.
Uh-huh.
And then there were Talmud classes.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it worked.
So you lived in Aishishak until what age?
Until I was 11 years old.
Until you were 11 years old. And then did you...
Then they sent me to Vilna
uh-huh.
to study in the yeshiva.
I see. So, in other words, you lived with your family until 11,
yeah.
And then after that age, you went to
went
live
to
in a home, a boarding home?
No,
or how,
no,
it was
not
it?
A boarding home. I lived with my grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents lived in Vilna.
They lived in Vilna.
I see.
And I attended the yeshiva there.
I see. So that...
And then when
uh-huh.
I was ready to study for myself,
uh-huh.
I left the yeshiva and went to study for myself. Went back to Aishisha.
You mean then you how old were you at that time when
I
you
was
left?
At that time about 13 and a half or 14.
So in other words, you were just there for about 2 to 3 years
yeah.
studying
mm-hmm. right.
at the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you decide to study by yourself?
Well, once you are able to do it,
uh-huh.
that's the way to study, see.
I see. Uh-huh.
And in Europe, I mean, there were many centers of study.
Yes.
You know, Eishishak was a center of study.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a yeshiva.
Oh, I see.
But people used to come there due to the fact that there was a big rav there.
I see.
And he occasionally invited the students to his home and delivered a talk and so on.
I see.
But that's the reason for studying in small towns.
Uh-huh. You had a very educated and dedicated rav.
Mm-hmm.
And was this true with many of the small towns
a
around Vilna?
Well,
you had your individual ravs, and they had a group of children who worked
similar,
with them.
Well, a similar condition existed in Radin.
Uh-huh.
Radin is a very small city.
Uh-huh.
But the Chafetz Chaim lived there. That means Chafetz Chaim was a scholar and very pious man.
Uh-huh.
And people gathered around there,
see,
to study. Same thing held good for Lida. Lida is a bigger town, but Reines was the rabbi there, and he organized the yeshiva there, a modern yeshiva. And that's the way all through Europe, all through Russia.
And did your parents then study with you? Did your father study with you? You were...
Did it myself.
Just yourself. Did you... You lived with your father and mother, and did you have any brothers or sisters up until the age of 11 before you left to go? How many? What did you have?
Two brothers and two sisters.
And were they older or younger than
two
you?
Two sisters were older, the brothers were younger.
I see. Uh-huh. So had the sisters, for example, left home and gone to study anywhere?
No,
they remained at home.
Remained at home.
And was their education limited,
limited to Jewish things?
To Jewish.
I mean, unless they picked it up themselves.
You mean that you didn't have subjects such as math or science? Or
Well, you
had Russian. You had the language of Russian, didn't you?
No.
No?
No, Russian
really
wasn't taught.
I see.
But,
you just, in other
Polish.
Words, studied...
Polish was taught.
Polish was taught, I see.
And mathematics you picked up yourself.
By yourself.
And history you picked up yourself.
The Rav, for example, didn't teach any of these subjects. No. This had to be, with the, sometimes you had lecturers
on
who spoke
the
on these other subjects,
the
or just the Talmud,
yeah.
I see. So you really had a depth education in the Talmud.
Talmud and Midrashic literature and
so on. Well, that's amazing that you were able to pick up knowledge about the community and about the country. It was Poland then, and did you and that you had no other means of education other than this personal relationship that you had with the Rav. Do you know how? Now, your last name is Abrams. Was that...
That wasn't the name.
That was not the name. What was
the
name?
The name was Abramovitz.
Abramovitz. And
it was shortened here.
And you shortened it when you came to this country. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did do you know how you received your family name?
That's hard to tell.
Was it your father's name?
Father's name was Abramovitz.
And did your father have brothers?
He had brothers.
And a father whose name was Abramovitz?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, was your grandfather, for example, living?
I think the names were given, were divided among the Jewish people during the days of Nicholas I.
I see. Who gave the name? Was it Nicholas I? That gave out certain names, and then the families would decide which name they would choose?
No. I don't know how it happened, but it was during Nicholas I that families' names were introduced.
I see. And what did Abramovitz mean? Sometimes the names had certain meanings in, say, Polish. Did this have any meaning of what?
The family of Abraham.
The family of Abraham, uh-huh. Because sometimes there were names that were derogatory that were given. Isn't this true? By Nicholas, in other words, to... Uh-huh. What kind of house did you live in?
Wooden house.
It was
our own
home. That was your own home.
I built it, yeah.
Was everyone as lucky as you to have your own individual house?
Well, not most of the people are that way.
Was your house, for example, connected to another house?
No,
that connected.
Separated.
It was a separate house.
Separate
was this
house.
Typical that houses
as
were separate?
Rule.
Or
as
did you have them
small,
all as
in
row
small
houses?
Communities,
uh-huh.
The houses were
uh-huh.
units.
I see. How many rooms did you have in your
well,
house?
Well, we had five rooms.
Five rooms. You had a living room, you had three bedrooms? Three bedrooms. And you had a kitchen?
Well, a small kitchen.
A small kitchen. You all ate in that kitchen?
And a living room.
And a living room. And so the kitchen was the dining room, is that right?
No, the living room was the dining room.
Oh, the living room was the dining room. For a Pesach, for example,
yeah.
You would sit in the
Friday
living
evening,
room.
Yeah, the same way.
And you would eat there.
Yeah.
And the kitchen, did you ever all eat together in the kitchen?
No.
And was it a house that was very cold in the winter? Did you have coal heat?
Well,
how did you, heat the house?
In Lithuania and
uh-huh.
Russia,
uh-huh.
they used wood
uh-huh.
to heat the houses.
Uh-huh.
And the oven was right in the house.
Uh-huh.
It was a big
yes.
oven made of brick.
Uh-huh.
And the wood was shoved in.
I see. Uh-huh. And that wood fireplace would be in the kitchen, is that right?
That was in
and
the
that
kitchen.
And that would heat the rest of the house.
The, yeah.
And there weren't any other fireplaces
was
in
nice,
the house.
Sir.
And what did you have on the floors, for example?
On the floors, wooden floors.
Yes, wooden floors.
Some were wooden,
uh-huh.
and a good number of them was earthen floors. They
well, what were
hurt?
Hurt. Hurt. Uh-huh. What hurt is what?
I mean just earth.
Oh, earth. I see.
Yeah.
I see. So that, and then you had beds,
yeah.
and you had a stove. Was that
stove was the oven.
The oven. And then how did you keep your food cold, for example, in the summertime?
Well, we had basements.
You had a basement, I see. Uh-huh. So you kept the meat
yeah.
down the basement.
Well, you uh-huh. didn't keep it long, see,
no.
yeah, because there
no.
you get meat every day.
You mean you'd go, someone would go
yeah.
to the store the,
right.
Purchase the meat.
And if necessary, there
uh-huh.
were certain places,
uh-huh.
say, a brewery.
I see.
They had a place where they kept ice there.
I see.
They, and you sent it over there.
I see. So you might get buy some ice and bring the ice and keep
no,
it in the basement.
No, no,
well,
no.
Well, you'd bring your things
bring your
to
things
the brewery.
Over there, yeah.
I see. Like, what would you bring there, for example?
Well, if you wanted to keep
uh-huh.
something real cold.
Yes. Uh-huh. So you didn't have such things as ice cream as we have to just open
no.
the freezer
no,
and then you
no.
have a
no.
big plate of
no.
ice cream. But what
no.
what would you have that would be very would be considered your special dessert, for example, if you
we
had
didn't
a,
look for
you
it.
Didn't look for that. That was another. What kind of work did you do? Well, first of all, during that period, what did your father do? I should ask.
He was a shechet.
What was a shechet?
Shechet means a slaughter cast.
Did you ever go with him when he worked?
I went in when I was 7
uh-huh.
years old,
uh-huh.
and I noticed by the way he was killing one of the cattle.
Uh-huh.
And since then, I never touched a piece of meat.
I see.
I mean,
uh-huh.
I can't
yes.
eat meat.
I see.
On account of that
uh-huh.
particular.
You watched that day, and he prepared the meat for all of the Jewish families.
No, they were butchers.
For the
butchers.
He prepared the
yeah.
meat for the butchers.
He just killed the cattle.
I see. But would this meat, for example, be sold in meat stores for
meat
non-Jewish
store.
People?
No,
just for the
just
Jewish
for
families.
Jewish.
So how many, then you said there were 60,000 Jews in Vilna, but how many Jews would there be in Ishishak?
Must have been around 1,500.
About 1,500. Were there other men of his profession, of his job, besides
there was one
him?
More.
One other.
There were
uh-huh.
two children.
And he did he earn enough to provide
yes.
you
yeah.
for, you never wanted for
no.
food
no.
or for
no.
for clothing. There was always enough. At that time, so you didn't help your father at work because this was not a pleasant
no.
kind of work. Did he, for example, wish you would become in his go into his profession into his
well,
work.
Well, that I don't know.
He never talked to you about it. What language did you speak in your home?
Yiddish.
You spoke Yiddish. Did you at any time speak Hebrew?
Later on.
Later on. Who brought the Hebrew into the home?
Well, we brought it in.
You
myself
did.
And my brother.
And your brothers. I
see. After coming from Vilna.
I see. And in Vilna you had studied Hebrew, and so you brought that and used that as a general
and
language.
And we organized groups.
Uh-huh.
And we used Hebrew there, and we brought it to Eshisha.
I see. Uh-huh. And did you belong to any organization when you were in Eshisha? When you met together under the Rav?
No organization.
But no organization that was socialist inclined or anything like that. Did you belong to a Zionist group?
Zionists were not there yet. They came in later.
I see. Then there weren't any labor unions there either at that
not
time.
Yet.
So the thing that would bring you together really was the Rav. He was the one
The synagogue. Rather, we studied in the synagogue, And there were quite people from all over the world who came to study there.
Oh, I see.
And
I see.
You met them and you discussed things with them.
So this is how you were able to get an education, understanding of other parts of the world other than Poland through your
contact with other people. Mm-hmm.
Then what was the incentive that you had if you came to America? When you were about, you said about 14.
17.
About 17.
17 or 18.
17 years old. What was the reason that you would be motivated to come to America then?
You see, my father didn't want us to come.
Uh-huh.
He wanted us to stay there.
Uh-huh.
Because everything here wasn't kosher enough for him.
Uh-huh.
But I wrote him a number of letters and explained to him that things have changed.
I see. Uh-huh.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'll remain a Jew.
Yes.
And it had its influence. And that's why we came.
So. You mean others wrote to your home to tell you that
No.
But someone must have put the bug in your ear to come to America.
Well, at that time there was an effort in every city to leave.
To leave.
Go to the United States.
Why?
What kind of conditions there?
Because of the pogroms?
Well, the pogroms were in 1882. That was a year before I was born.
I see.
But after that, conditions were tough.
I see. Like, what way would conditions be bad?
I mean, you were afraid to go out in the street.
Really? During the day or during the
during
night?
During the day or during the night.
You were a minority in the city.
Not a minority, but there were certain streets which were known as the goyim lived. There you didn't dare to go in.
I see. Would the goyim ever come on your streets?
They used to come.
On certain days or certain events?
No, they passed by.
And what would they do, for example?
Nothing, but in the middle of the night, sometimes they were drunk.
I see.
And they were passing by the house and they were knocking on the windows, let me in. So it wasn't pleasant affair.
Well, during your childhood, did you ever see anyone hurt by goyim?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Sure.
In what way? I mean, would someone came into the neighborhood and
No, the
attacked?
Same, the people of the, of the city.
I see. How about in Vilna? Was this true in Vilna where you had,
no,
was it
Vilna
more so
was
or
too
less?
Big.
Vilna was too large
so
that you didn't have this. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people in the community?
No, not at that time.
Not when you say that time, you mean when?
Not at that age.
Not at that age. But when you went to Vilna and then you returned to Eshishak, at that time, because there were 4 years between, or three years between the time when you returned. What did you do between the time you studied every day and you read?
Every day interpret things and so on.
But under or with other boys?
No.
By yourself.
Or you discuss things with others.
I see. Was your father accepting of your studying? Did he?
Oh, yes. He
approved that you were studying. Did you have a goal in mind when you were studying that you wanted to do or
to
be?
He wanted me to be a rabbi, which I didn't care for.
Why didn't you want to be a rabbi?
I didn't care for it.
Uh-huh.
So when I came to the United States, they wanted me to go to the seminar.
Who wanted you to go?
Father.
Oh, your father came here before you.
Oh, yes.
I see.
See, we came originally to Boston.
I see. Okay, let me go back. So you really were, you had no friends, to, you had no friend, no Jewish, non-Jewish friends,
no.
Right? None you talked
no.
to.
Mm-hmm.
You met any on the street, you would say hello?
Well, say good morning.
Good morning. Was the government of Poland friendly to the Jews? In what way, for example, would the government show that it was not friendly to the Jews?
Well, it wasn't only the government of Poland, but the government of Russia. The government of Russia chased the Jews out from the villages.
Uh-huh.
See, in the beginning, when I was little, there were many villages where Jews lived.
Yes.
And they had taverns where the people used to come in and drink or stop overnight. Then one day, Nicholas decided everybody has to go out. They have to leave in the cities. And that's when the Pale was organized. I mean, seven states were organized as Jewish territory where they could leave. All the others, they couldn't move.
They couldn't move from
They couldn't go from these seven states anywhere else. Unless they had special privileges.
You mean you had a passport, and it on this passport it said what state you were from, and you had to always be in that state.
Yeah.
Was this true with non-Jews? Could they go freely?
No.
It was just the Jews who
oh,
were.
Yeah.
And what happened to the taverns? They had to close.
They had to close.
I mean, many people
made a living there, but they had to go in the cities, and they were actually lost.
Because they couldn't find employment in the cities. How did they survive then in the cities?
Well, that's where the problem came in.
How about your grandfather, for example? Was he...
Well, he passed away when he was 40 years old.
When he was just 40. I see. How
passed
had he
away,
earned a living, for example?
He was also a shepherd.
He was also a shepherd.
But there was a plague in at that time, cholera.
Oh, yes.
He died from the cholera.
And did your two brothers, well, your brothers came with you to the United States, didn't they? So they went on. Tell me a little bit about your synagogue. Were you Levi, Cohen, Israel? What would be your, did you have any special privileges?
No.
None.
Mean whether a Cohen or
yes.
Levi or,
yes.
a, no, I'm a regular Jew.
Just a regular Jew.
Just Israel.
And tell us a little bit about your synagogue, what it was like.
Well, the synagogue was actually a house of study.
Uh-huh.
Besides being a house of prayer, it
uh-huh.
was a house of study and a house of assembly.
Uh-huh.
It was more than one thing, see.
Uh-huh.
But the main work was house of study.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there you could find, you go in the middle of the night, you'll find men studying.
Yes.
4 o'clock in the morning, you'll find men studying. For instance, I myself, every Thursday, I stayed in all night studying.
What would you study? What
Talmud.
The Talmud. Because the Talmud is so rich in depth that one can study for days and for
Not
nights,
Not only that,
really.
And you have to interpret it. And very few people know how to interpret Talmud.
Do you think that in Israel now that they are
They have it too. Oh, yes.
When you... we spoke about the schooling that you had already, that you were... you studied, really, in the synagogue. And then in Vilna, again, you studied the yeshiva.
Yeah, and later on, I went to Vilna again.
Oh, you went to Vilna again?
Yeah.
When was that?
When I was 16.
Oh, so you went back to Vilna for a year before you went on to America.
And I was one of the students of a great teacher there. He was known as the Reb Chaim Ozer. He was a great teacher, and he had students under him. See, he organized not a yeshiva, but he had them scattered all over the city, and once in a while he met with them and interpret things for them. Some of the great teachers and rabbis came out of that group.
I see. So you were very fortunate to have been chosen to be able to study for that, even though it was just 1 year that you studied with them.
It was good enough.
And was it hard for you to break yourself away then from studying with him to leave to come to another country?
Well, had to do it.
Yes. What at that time, what did you think of Palestine? What were
Palestine
your thoughts?
Palestine was only a dream.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. See, the Zionist movement started actually in 98.
Yes.
So, 2 years, 2 years before we came here.
I see.
In fact, is Herzl, I think, visited Vilna in 99.
Oh, really?
In 89.
Uh-huh. So you never met him?
No, I wasn't there.
You weren't there. Now, why you left the country in which you were born? You said that you left because it was your father that took you, wasn't it?
No.
No?
Father didn't want me to go.
But I thought you went with him.
No.
Oh, you mean you went first?
He went first.
He went first. Well, how did you him to go then?
Well, he went to get a position here as a slaughterer. He was invited.
Is it because, did he, why would he be motivated to leave his country where
he'd
been?
Because it was too small and things were not settled there.
Had someone personally invited him and said, I have a job for you, or did he go on his own?
No, when he came here, he got his job right away. He was in no one shepherd.
I see.
And there was
paid for his transportation to go across
brothers,
on the boat?
They lived here before.
Oh, the brothers were living in Boston.
Yeah. No, they lived in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In fact, there are little cities named after them.
Really?
There's an Abrams Village there.
Oh, how fascinating. So these brothers, older brothers than your father, had decided to try to see what America was like.
And they did.
And they came and they settled
in
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then they suggested to your father to come.
Come over.
But did he settle, did he come first to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
He came to Green Bay just for a day or two, but then he went to Boston.
And did he have family in Boston?
We had... I had an aunt in Boston.
I see. So that when he came to Boston, he had
a home with them,
to stay with. And you were left, you were the oldest boy.
Yeah, we were left.
And you were left with your mother, your two sisters, and your two brothers.
Yeah, right. Not your sisters, because one sister went with him.
Oh, I see. So then and what did your older sister do? Did
she find employment here? She was married. She was when they came here.
Yes, uh-huh.
The younger sister found employment,
But it was the older sister who came with your father.
No, the younger.
The younger sister.
Yeah.
How did your older sister happen to stay?
She was married.
Well, she was married.
Mm-hmm.
Then she didn't come with you to...
She came later.
She came later with her husband.
Yeah.
So then you followed by boat. How did you come?
The washer wouldn't let you out.
They wouldn't let you out? Why?
They wouldn't give me a passport because
really?
In 2 years I would have to appear before the...
the age of 20?
20.
20 you'd be before the... I see. They needed you in the army.
So they wouldn't give me a passport.
I see.
So I had to cross without a permission.
Really?
So we arranged with the... I mean, there were people who were crossing the border.
See. I
see. We paid for it. Was it? And they told me the best way to do is to go to Suwalk.
Uh-huh.
Suwalk is a city near the border.
Near the border of what? Country?
Near the border of Russia and Germany.
I see.
And I went there, and I had relatives there, and I stayed with them.
I see.
But I made one mistake.
Uh-huh.
I went out of the house. And I walked away, and I didn't know how to go back. And I asked the policeman. And he said, where's your passport? Well, I didn't have any. I told him, take me home, and they'll give him the passport.
Uh-huh.
And he took me home, he took me to the place, and then they understood already what happened, so they... gave him a few dollars, and that was the end of it.
You mean they gave him a few dollars?
Yes.
So he knew that you didn't have a passport.
No.
He probably figured that you were going to cross the border,
mm-hmm.
and this was just one way that they would make a little extra money.
And then we arranged with the Gentile to take us to take me a course.
I see. How would the Gentile do this? Would he just come with you? And,
I'll explain you. So first he took me near the border, quite a good bit from the border. See?
Yes.
And they put me in a home of a Gentile, and they put me on the second floor, rather on the, what do you call it here, on the top.
There
was no house there, but you had to stay there. They told me not to go down.
Like a roof or a balcony?
No, not a balcony. No. The second floor of the house.